It's Wednesday the 4th of June, and it's 20 past 10. Mm-hmm. 20 past 10. It's overcast, but a wee bit bright. Long lie this morning, but there are consequences of long lies. The first one is that I looked out at 7 a.m. this morning when I normally get up, and it was dry and fine, bright-ish. And now it's been raining very lightly, so I can't sand the monoblocks yet. Secondly, a neighbour, well, not a direct neighbour, but a neighbour over there, is obviously having either an extension built or a conservatory built or something. So, I do hope no one over there is working night shifts. And thirdly, I missed out on the bird song for the morning. I suppose there's a fourthly, if you want to count it, and that is that the time I have my tea, that's the breakfast proper, that is, it'll be somewhere around 11 a.m. most of the morning I'll have gone. I didn't plan to have one, along by that is. But my wife felt she needed one. It kind of builds up in her, you know. Tiredness, and then eventually she'll just say, I'm not going up the town this morning. So she said that last night going to bed. And so, rather than disturb her by getting up at 7, I just lay on myself. Well, I was up, I went straight back to bed. And snored away till 20 past 9. I suppose if I snored away, my body needed it as well, so there you go. Oh, there was not a single breath of air when I stood out. Now there's a strong breeze building up. And maybe it'll blow all those clouds away. And maybe blow away the cobwebs behind my eyes at the moment. I do take it all out when there's noise. Yeah, even though that's what? Oh, 60. Yeah, it's got to be 60, 70 yards away. Seems to be the acoustics of the area. It's one other advantage of being retired, because virtually everyone round about you is either retired as well, or the masses are working in a way since, well, 7:30 in the morning up back till whenever time in the evening, and most couples now work, so it's pretty silent during the working days. So I had a quite a oh my god, productive day yesterday. I pruned with a new set of tree loppers that I got. The branches of the trees that overhang the house, just to take the shit, too much shade off the house, and also to discourage moss on the roof tiles. And after I did that, I went up on the roof and took the big grass shears up with me. I say big as in long, so I could reach, and lopping down and trimming right back an ivy that I have that grows from around the side of the house, comes right round the front, up over the conservatory, and it was getting just a wee bit too top heavy for my liking. So I gave it a shot back and sandpapered. Took masses off it. I know it will just bounce back again, but that'll give me another year before I have to do it again. So what I've got to do now is red up about half a ton of cuttings from both trees, and that's okay. You know, I actually enjoyed it yesterday because it turned into a beautiful day, and I was up there on the roof and could happily have lay down on the roof tiles and soaked up that sun. But it was really nice up there. When you're doing that kind of thing too, you're focused on what you're doing and the sun's beating down on your back, and you're actually enjoying the work. It's not work anymore, it's a pleasant task. All my wife was concerned about was, well, at first she says, don't fall off the roof, mind, don't fall off the roof. And I replied, is that because the holidays are coming up and you don't want me to ruin your holiday? And she says, no. She says, you might break the fence. And if you're going to fall off, do fall off on the fence size. Don't come down through the conservatory roof. deep loving relationship we have. Yeah, I know, you've just been cynical. Is it cynical the right expression for that? So yes, yesterday turned into not just a lovely day weather-wise, but a lovely day, a lovely non-task, non-work day. It was all a pleasure. And today I'll have the pleasure of tidying up all that greenery. And I may even end up cutting half an acre of grass for the lady that I know out in the other wee town, the one that cut her big, big rear grass. It's needing cut again, but it's just been getting it dry. So that may be another pleasant task today. I quite enjoy doing that. Looks like it's going to be another productive and pleasant day. If the sun comes out, it's just going to be a magical day. Doesn't the sun make the whole lot of difference? Oh my goodness. I knew there was another consequence of a long lie, and it just played into my head just now, and it was probably one of the more crucial ones, and that was missing out on my 9 o'clock call to Nick Holloway's breathing space. Even more so since I know that Adrian Wicks would have been there. As he usually is when he can be. And this was going to be his last morning in it for a wee while because of work commitments. And I'd even spoken to Adrian last night, tweet-wise, about meeting up this morning. And I wasn't there. And now I'm really annoyed with myself. It's twofold though. It's not just the fact that I'd said to you, see you in the morning, and didn't. I was missing out on that, to me, essential half an hour, 3 minute breathing space timestamp. For me, anyway, a half an hour. Could be longer. Miss out on that. Oh, that ultra peaceful, quiet well. So quiet within myself. Quiet within myself. Calming. Peaceful. Relaxing. Chill outing. Essential part of my day. Sorry, Adrian.